Good morning. It's Thursday, July 2nd. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Wichita concluded Pride Month with events that brought people of all ages together in celebration. At the same time, the LGBTQ community faces political challenges.
You know, we are here, we'll still be here, and we're finding a voice, more of a voice, more people to fight with us, more people to stand with us, you know, and support us. So that means a lot.
We'll hear more on Wichita Pride and political tensions after the news. Leaders in Wichita and Sedgwick County are exploring the possibility of establishing a law school in Wichita. District Attorney Mark Bennett says fewer students in Kansas are attending law school, and that translates to fewer attorneys working in rural parts of the state.
If you live in one of those rural counties and you don't have access to an attorney, or you have access to one county attorney who just got out of law school and, frankly, has never tried a case, doesn't know how to try a case, the ability to get justice in your community is diminished.
There are currently only two law schools in the state, with Washburn in Topeka and the University of Kansas in Lawrence. Bennett urged elected officials to push for a satellite campus in Wichita that would be affiliated with an existing law school. Leaders say the next step is a feasibility study, which could provide data for the Kansas Board of Regents and partner schools to evaluate. Wichita Public Schools will continue contract talks with the local teachers union today, KMUW's Daniel Cottle reports.
United Teachers of Wichita says the school board directed its negotiating team to return to the table. That comes after district negotiators told the union last month that they were declaring an impasse. An impasse would have meant a federal mediator stepping in to broker the talks. The meetings would have also been closed to the public. But with the district's negotiating team reversing course, the meetings will remain open. Key sticking points thus far include teacher planning time, student behavior, and pay. A spokesperson for the Wichita School District did not respond to a request for comment. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
Negotiations begin at 9 a.m. today at the Alvin Morris Administrative Center. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision upholding bans on transgender athletes in girls and women's sports will likely protect a Kansas law from future legal challenges, Zach Boblett of the Kansas News Service reports.
Kansas already has a 2023 law banning transgender athletes from playing in girls' and women's sports. It affects both public schools and colleges. The federal ruling strengthens that law by setting precedent. The Associated Press reports that Kansas is one of 27 states that have similar bans. Transgender Kansan Adam Kellogg says the decision is one of many pushing transgender people out of public spaces.
It's sort of to not in my backyard, trans people.
Attorney General Chris Kobach said in a statement that the Kansas law is now safe from attack. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The U.S. Supreme Court says states can continue to count mail-in ballots that are postmarked by Election Day but that arrive later than that date. Kansas currently has no grace period for mail-in ballots to arrive after Election Day and still be counted because of a 2025 law. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says the Supreme Court's decision reaffirms the state's rights.
The Supreme Court has agreed with what we said, that elections are administered locally.
There's an ongoing lawsuit challenging the law that removed the three-day grace period to count Kansas mail-in votes. Schwab says he hopes the Supreme Court's decision leads the judge to drop the suit. A Wichita artist is creating a tribute to the nation's founding document at a presidential library this weekend. KMUW's Roger Nomer reports.
Camilla Sims will create a 16 by 45 foot drawing of the Declaration of Independence in chalk. It's part of the Red, White, and True celebration at the Truman Library in Independence, Missouri. People can put their name on the document where the Founding Fathers signed. President Truman often reflected on the nation's beginning. He oversaw America's 175th anniversary in 1951. Sims says the Declaration is an interesting document to focus on this 4th of July.
As flawed as many of the people signing it might have been, it still set a direction for our country that is about freedom.
The Truman Library event is free to the public. For KMUW News, I'm Roger Nomer.
The Sedgwick County Zoo is expecting another baby elephant next summer. Zoo officials announced on social media Wednesday that African elephant Simunye is halfway through a 22-month pregnancy. Elephant Care staff say both the mother and baby are healthy and the pregnancy is progressing well. This is Simunye's third pregnancy. Her first calf, Titan, has moved to Atlanta. Her second, Malaika, was stillborn last year. The Sedgwick County Zoo made history by welcoming four African elephant calves in 2025. That's a first for any accredited zoo in the United States. Newman University is launching a new program aimed at changing the way artificial intelligence is taught and used. University officials announced Wednesday that they're establishing the Newman Institute for AI and the Common Good. Its goal is to advance AI education while retaining meaningful work and human dignity. Former business and technology dean David Cochran will serve as the program's director and dean of AI and emerging technologies. Newman is pursuing partnerships with regional industry leaders and other educational institutions, as well as congressional funds to support the project. As of yesterday, it's illegal to use your cell phone while driving through an active school or construction zone in Kansas. State lawmakers approved the measure last spring as a tool against distracted driving. Law enforcement will give drivers warning citations until the end of July. After that, people who violate the law will be subject to a $60 fine. The new law also allows construction and maintenance vehicles to display additional lights while operating. Officials say it's an effort to boost safety in areas where vehicles and pedestrians are in close contact. We'll be back after this.
Tomorrow on The Range, a special episode celebrating America's 250th birthday. Plus, Kansas students show what they know at the state finals of the National Civics Bee. So join us on The Range, where we share stories about where we live and the people who live here.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Wichita concluded Pride Month with a festive parade last weekend, but with several new state laws targeting transgender Kansans, political tensions are high. KMUW's Anavi Prakash reports.
Wichita's Pride parades bring people of all ages together in celebration. Participants and spectators alike wear bright outfits and wave various Pride flags. Attendees include sisters Jen and May Rhodes. To them, Pride means
rainbows, happiness, and struggle, because we have struggled to get this far.
My life would be much more sad if I didn't have pride in it. So, I thrive with pride in my life.
This year has seen Kansas lawmakers ban trans people from using public restrooms or having driver's licenses aligned with their gender identity. At the federal level, the Supreme Court has upheld a ruling that transgender girls and women cannot compete on female sports teams. Here in Wichita, there are a handful of anti-LGBTQ protesters at the Pride event, but their shouts are quickly drowned out. Harmony Renee says despite the tension, she feels at peace.
Oh, it warms my heart. Like, my cheeks hurt right now. I can't stop smiling because it's just so sweet. Like, literally, there's a little girl over there yelling, "Love is love."
Wichita Pride has organized events for more than two decades. The group's communications director, June Turner, says this year's theme, Survive and Thrive, alludes to recent political challenges.
It really spoke to us and kind of where we're at with like LGBTQIA rights in Kansas and where we are at with the community. Because we're surviving and we're hanging in there and we're doing what it takes to make sure that we can keep going. And now we're going to take a moment and we're going to celebrate that and we're going to thrive.
She's referring in part to Senate Bill 244. The bill prevents people from using public bathrooms that don't align with the sex they were assigned at birth. And it passed despite the governor's veto in February. As a trans person, Turner says figuring out if there is a bathroom for them to use is part of their planning when going into public spaces.
Make sure that I'm not drinking too much coffee before I head out the door. That way I don't have to worry about finding somewhere I can go pee, or, you know, making sure that I'm going somewhere that has a gender-neutral bathroom that I can safely use, or has a bathroom that I feel safe in.
At Wichita's Pride Festival, every bathroom is labeled gender-neutral. This has also been done for previous events. But Turner says this time, the messaging is more intentional. Local artist Hunter Grimala designed the logo for Wichita Pride's events. It depicts a colorful crowd holding up different flags and signs, including Love is Love and Protect the Dolls.
Saying that you, like, trans women and trans people are a part of the community is unfortunately controversial sometimes. So I feel like I specifically put those signs in the crowd to kind of stand 10 toes down, like, no, everyone's a part of our community and everyone deserves to feel belonging here.
For Lisette Rubreichel, the growth of Pride over the years has helped her feel supported.
You know, we are here, we'll still be here, and we're finding a voice, more of a voice, more people to fight with us, more people to stand with us, you know, and support us. So that means a lot.
Gramala says while there are a lot of people working to create a safe community, that isn't always enough.
I do have a couple of friends that are, like, currently saving up to move out of the state because they are scared, or because they're just like, I can't see a future for my family in this, or, like, it's just not worth sitting here and waiting to see whether it's going to go positively or negatively when it comes to politics.
For KMUW News, I'm Anavi Prakash.
Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We're taking a break for the Independence Day holiday, but we'll be back again on Monday. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
This week on Marginalia, we speak with Jenny Jackson about her novel, The Shampoo Effect.
And I wanted in some ways to write a book that tips my hat to the amazing legacy of having a famous writer in a small town.
Saturday morning at 11:30 on 89.1 KMUW.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.